Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress Radio.
So, you know what? He's a London-based singer. He's absolutely no stranger to this show. Been supporting this brother, you know what I mean, from day dot. In the last few months, as I mentioned, he has dropped two absolute bangers. Now, both these tracks are so out the box. You know what? Without further ado, let's just bring him on, man, to talk about it. He is a king. He is a superstar. Give it up and show some love for a man like Junaid Malik. Yes, brother.
Yo, boy. Boy, I love the intro, man. Thank you so much.
Always, man. Always. Junaid, man, how are ya?
I'm good, bro. I'm very good, man. Very excited to be on your show and, like, obviously, our gossip, you know, like, it's always... always like the highlight of my life, really.
and I thank you for saying that. I thank you for saying that. But listen, you know what? Exile Honegwaye, right? Since we last spoke, because Baby Sal, when that dropped, was the last time we spoke. And you know, you've had some really, really, again, some really solid releases between then and now. You know, there was Pyar Tainu Kara, there was Fate. And, you know, and then the last two releases, as I said in the intro, in December, you dropped King, which we just heard. And then we've got the new one, Superstar, which came out, you know, in January for the new year. Bro, I mean, I was saying to you off air, you are an artist who definitely is not afraid to experiment. You know, you're somebody who doesn't just follow, you know, what everybody else is doing, you know, to keep it safe. You know, you are playing it out the box. You know, you are being a bit edgy. You are being a bit risky. I mean, explain that to me, Junaid. You know, explain your thought process when it comes to your music.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the first things I said to you when we first spoke was that I don't want any of my two songs to sound the same.
Yeah.
You know, and versatility is something that I keep my eye on. But about this sound, man, I can't really explain it, bro. Like, I've grown up with this kind of music, you know, and for me it's always been about, like, challenging the status quo and pushing British Asian music to meaning something more than just, like, what the typical sound has been over the, you know, 10 years, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about, because there's a new generation coming up and I want to show them that, look, like, make something that you're going to be happy with, and not only for the sake of, like, you know, getting gigs or whatever, but actually, like, you know, do something for the culture. And I think that's what I'm doing. I want to feed the culture as much as I can, like, from an artist, you know, like, point of view. But, yeah, that's the main focus behind going through all these sounds, man.
You know, I mean, is there ever a fear, or does it not even enter your head that, you know what I'm doing is probably not classed as being commercial? Do you know what I mean? And, you know, and people may not necessarily connect with it. Does that thought ever enter your head?
No, I don't think so, man. I think, you know what? Even if it is a few that I'm connecting with, you know, I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, bro, once we release music, once the artist has released the song, it belongs to the listener.
Yeah.
So if they want to, like, put in a playlist where they've got, like, and so and so commercial music, then for me that is a commercial song, you know.
Yeah.
So it'll never be up to me to decide what the fate or, like, what the kismet is of a song, innit?
Yeah.
So, like, I'll never think of it like that, really.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, you know, we love what you're doing. We love the style. We love the versatility. You know, like you said, man, no two songs, you know, are the same. Now, in December, you know, you dropped King, and King raised a lot of eyebrows. You know, that track just kind of, you know, just came out of nowhere. And, wow, you know what? It really kind of hit a chord with a lot of people, man. You know, talk to me about, you know, before we talk about Superstar, man, let's talk about King a little bit, man. Just break this track down for us.
Yeah, well, King is a story of my journey. I think I've been at this for quite a while. I'm saying in the song as well. And during this song, I've had a lot of heartbreak and whatnot, but I've been able to stand back up, you know,
yeah.
And, you know, and just look in the mirror and say, look, man, you're a king, you know, like, act like it now.
Yeah.
You know, and bring that about yourself. But the music itself, obviously, it's very, like, synthwave, retro kind of 80s kind of feel to it. And I think that's something that I've been trying to do for the past 5-6 years. I just didn't get the opportunity to get it done.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful that I'm getting to do this kind of, like, stuff now.
Absolutely, man. You know, the track was very raw. It was really kind of, you know, it really touched you, man. You know, we felt your dard, man. Yeah, we felt it. But yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I think what makes that track just, again, just so fantastic is that it came from a real place. You know what I mean? It came from within.
No, 100%. I think... Well, I can't write a song that doesn't come from within.
Yeah.
You know, that goes straight to the bin, really, if that happens. So,
that's it. You know what? Like, if it ain't from within, then it's going in the bin. There we go.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
And,
but, you know, look,
yeah.
Like, when it comes to, like, making the music, we're experimenting all the time, bro. Like, and definitely for an artist, it's always about, like, laying out their emotions and inner thinking or, you know, the feelings on that. You know, on that mic. So this is what we're doing.
Of course. And let's, you know, that nicely bring us over to the new one. To baat karte hain superstar ki. Not only are you a king, my brother, you are a superstar. You are, man. So break superstar down for us, man. You know, why this track for your first track for the new year, man?
You know, I've got to give all the credit to my manager. You know, this song I was struggling with because I couldn't align my vision correctly with it, but for some reason she kept on believing and pushing me in the right direction, and we came out with this. And shockingly, like, it's one of those songs that for me it was at the back of my mind.
Yeah.
But when I played it to people, they were always like, "Whoa, bro! Like, this is really good. Like, you know, take this to Pakistan, man. This song needs to be in Pakistan, bro." And I was like, "Yeah, man." Like, I couldn't really see it, but obviously once it's been out and the response I've got, it's shown me that, like, you know, you got to listen to people who actually care about you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Again, just like King, you know, Superstar, again, has really hit a chord with people, Junaid. You know, I know you said you're quite surprised, you know. Was it a case of it was just one of those tracks? And I'm sure, unless you tell me otherwise, you know, are you sitting on a hard drive full of completed tracks, and you're in two minds about what, you know, which one of those to release?
No, I mean, this one was definitely going to come out, but again, the credit is all to my manager. Like, she's the one that's actually taken the line of charge to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, and but yeah, the hard drive, yeah, bro, it's full of music, man. I've got so many songs. I think in this past month I've made around about 4 to 5 songs, so, like, it's pouring out of me, man. So expect a lot of music this year.
Absolutely, man. That's what we like to hear. Brother, listen, I mean, you're an independent artist. You've been in the game now, you know, a good while, and, you know, you've had your share of ups and downs in this game. You know, what do you think, as an independent artist, for you, what's the biggest struggle, man?
What's the biggest, sorry?
Biggest struggle as an independent artist?
I think the biggest struggle is that, basically, bro, like, if you start taking everything too personally and not actually taking the lessons from it, that's when it becomes a struggle, you know? And honestly, I'm telling you, bro, like, the lowest of lows, the highest of highs, you know, take a seat and, you know, look at it, like, you know, as a inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, and let it just, you know, work with it, you know, anything can happen, you know, like, but the biggest struggle, bro, is definitely, like, you might lose a bit of faith and whatnot, but if you just talk to yourself the right way, if you can convince yourself, like, this is a good place to be in, although whatever it is, you'll find, you know, your positivity, and you'll be able to bounce out of it.
In fact, what you do, Junaid, is you just package it into a song and you release it.
Exactly, yeah, man.
There we go. But listen, you know, we know that you love experimenting, and you know, you have done with all your tracks. You know, is there something that, you know, you're itching to try and do? You know, it could be a style, a genre of music. It could even be a language. Is that something that you are dying to do, you know, that we, you know, that we can kind of expect to see coming in the future?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things I'm trying to do. I'll be real with you. You know how you're saying, like, the typical sound? I want to go for that as well, but, like, give it my own flavor.
Yeah.
You know, one of the most exciting things that is happening that I can't really talk about is a collab that's coming from the far west. Ooh. You know, and yeah, and it's yeah, man, it'll be a dream come true to even like be a part of this project. So yeah, there are things that I would love to tell you about, but unfortunately, I can't, man.
Well, do you know what? We'll watch this space, and you know, like I said, we got nothing but love and support for you, my brother, right? And you know, we'll keep on having you back on the show to talk. You know, to talk about. You know, all the fantastic work that you're doing time and time again. King and Superstar are out, so people can go check them out, go and stream them. We've just got lyrical videos for both of them at the moment. Well, again, was that a conscious decision not to do a video for these tracks?
Yeah, I mean, for now, I just want to release music. You know, once you start getting into videos, it takes up a lot of time.
Yeah.
So right now, it's just about releasing music, you know. All those people that have actually followed me for so many years, they deserve, like, consistency from me. So, like, that's what it's more about, you know. If the videos will come along, you know, there'll definitely be, like, a couple of videos this year. But for now, it's just the music.
Absolutely. Junaid, my brother, thank you so much for joining me up on the show this evening. All right. You know, we're going to have you back in the studio at some point, and I'm sure we'll make that happen. All right. You know, abhi to ye saal shuru hua hai, right? So, you know, we've got plenty of time to get you down to the Midlands, man, back down to the studio. But brother, once again, thank you so much. And listen, just remind everybody, if people want to like follow you, find out more about you, you know, what are your handles, brother?
Yeah, so on Instagram, you can follow me at the Junaid Malik, and on Twitter is at Junaid the Malik. And yeah, that's it. Like, you know, keep up with my stuff.
There we go. And bro, listen, before, you know, we say goodbye, we're going to, you know, we're going to play Superstar. But do you know what? I think it'd be absolutely awesome, you know, before you introduce the track, brother, you know, you hit us up with a couple of lines and then introduce the track.
Okay. Bro, you know, okay, cool. मैं तेरा हो जावा तू बन मेरी रानी मैं तेरा सुपरस्टार तू कायनात वे सारी. My name is Junaid Malik and you're listening to DJ Akshay and this is Superstar.
Let's go!
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabra's Radio.